Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, January 7th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the alleged eviction of more than 200 families by the First Family in Mazowe District in Mashonaland Central Province.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
What's happening now is that in defiance of that court order, our clients have reported that they are being evicted, and they are being evicted forcibly by members of the Zimbabwe Republic Police.
Beqale bebatshengisa lapho ababasa khona, bebancedise ngempahla, bebathwalele, bebancedisa lokulima.
Bauya kwathini nase vachitoti vari kudzingwa zvechisimba, vavarutoti imba dzavo dziri kupazwa, vava vachitiudza ivo kuti zviri kuitwa nemapurisa, saka tabva tamhanya-mhanya kuti tivatsvagire vanovamiririra.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7, a Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the evictions of some resettled farmers in Mashonaland Central Province.
Heavily armed police officers today allegedly evicted more than 200 families from a farm in Mazowe to pave way for the First Lady, Grace Mugabe, who allegedly wants to establish a game reserve on the property.
The High Court had already given a six-month reprieve to the families, saying it would be unconstitutional for Mrs. Mugabe to evict them without affording them an alternative place to go.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Wonguka hama dzadiwa nhasi tirauti tinge tichitaura nezve zviri kuitika kumazowe uko kumashonaland central, kuri kunzi mhuri dzinodarika mazana maviri dziri kudzingwa papurazi rinonzi Manzou, nemudzimai wemutungamiri wenyika amai Grace Mugabe, vanonzi vari kuda kuvaka yunivhesiti ipapo, kuwedzera chikoro chavo nezvimwe zvavari kunzi vari kuda kuita. Asi ndakwanisa kuti ndinge tichitaura nevamwe vanhu vadzingwa ipapo, vanga vachitya kutaura mazita avo, asi vanga vachiti vasiyiwa pamhene uye kuri kunaya, vane vana, vana vanga vachifanira kuenda kuchikoro, svondo rinouya, havasi kuziva kuti votangira papi. Gibbs.
Yevo hambe zuluka ndaba lingachona njani tinangapa iWashington, Lord Blessing siyaphila sibula kwamagama. Ye, udaba lamuthi esixoxa ngalo yiloko okwenzakala eMazowe. Lapho sizwa kuthiwa khona ke unkosikazi Grace Mugabe useqotsha abantu eplazini lapho afuna ukufaka khona inyamazana zasendle, abe sefaka khona le university. Sifuna ukuze uthi lithini ngodaba lolu. Ye, nxa lifuna ukuthi lisifonele kanye, salifonela khona ngapho. Inombolo zethu zithi 001-202-619-2077. Libakwazi njalo ukuthi kulo mthetho ndaba owafaka isinqumo sokuthi abantu laba akumelanga bagijwe kulelo plazi. So wasithi plazi langkhona Blessing kuhlala abantu abarisekliwayo, abafakwa kwathiwa ngabalimi abatsha, kodwa sokumele betshaye phansi fowethu, asikwazi dungathwani.
Of course, we are being joined by our first guest, who happens to be the lawyer representing the families that have been evicted. That is Mr. Tondirai Batasara. He's also a member lawyer of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. Mr. Batasara, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. How are you?
I'm doing good, and thanks for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Yes, Mr. Batasara, give us an update. What is going on right now there?
The update is that we have received instructions today from our clients who are based at Arnold Farm that several police officers who were in police uniforms and riot gear with dogs and guns, they descended on their residence, that is at Arnold Farm and Spelengam Farm in Mazowe, and they started to demolish their homes and property and so on. So the clients approached us with the view that we can then intervene on their behalf. You recall that last year we got an order for them mm-hmm. not to be evicted by the police and the Minister of Lands and Rural Resettlement without a court order or without them being provided with alternative land to settle. Mm-hmm. So when they approached us today, we then started to explore the options, and we resolved, because we are a team. I'm working with Mr. Gifting Tisi, mm-hmm. Who is a member of the Nobel Prize for Human Rights as well. So we then agreed that because we have a court order which is in existence, which appears to being violated or defied, we decided to proceed by way of contempt proceedings. Mm-hmm. So before launching the actual application, mm-hmm. we decided to give the police a bit of a chance mm-hmm. by first contacting their Directorate of Legal Advice mm-hmm. To inquire whether they know that some police details are actually defying a court order and so on. Mm-hmm. When they professed ignorance, we then decided to write a letter, an urgent letter to them attaching the court order, which mm-hmm. we know that they are aware of because they were represented the last time when this order was granted. Mm-hmm. So we then wrote to them, and by the end of the close of business today, they had not responded, save to indicate that they would deal with our case tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Mr. Batasara, for that update. Of course, kuna vachangopinda mchirongwa nasi, tirauti tiget chitarisa zvirikuitika kumazoko, kunonzi kune mhuri dzinodarika mazana maviri, dzapwanyirwa zvinhu, midziyo nezvimwe zvakadaro nemapurisa dzichidzingwa papurazi badzanza gara kubva mugore ra2000 pakatanga yainonzi hondo yeminda nevamwe. Mhuri dziri kuti hapana pekugara uye zviri kuitwa kutyora bumbiro remutemo uye mutongo wedare reHigh Court rakati vanhu ava havangangodzingwe vachisiyiwa vari musango. Of course, last year a similar thing happened where 700 families were also forcibly evicted by members of the police to accommodate the first lady. Gibbs, we have several messages. People yes. are responding on WhatsApp and also on Facebook. Yeah. Let's read maybe just quickly what some of them are saying. Tatenda says, Mrs. Mugabe and his husband are thinking that Zimbabwe is their personal property. They don't even consider how citizens of Zimbabwe live daily. Everything is expensive in Zimbabwe. All they could do is to invite Chinese people to colonize our country with all our eyes open. They can't even shelter people at Chingwizi. Now they are evicting more people. Are they going to provide land for them or what? Then we have Mary. Mary Anotie. Mwari huyai vanhu vaya vatanga. How can someone prioritize animals over people? That is so inhuman. B. Dube anotie, ini ndinoshanda nekugara muSouth Africa. Zvinoitwa namai Grace Mugabe zvakanaka here zvekuti vanodzinga vanhu vasina pekugara vachiti vanoda kuchengeta mhuka. Vane pekuvaisa here kana kuti kutaura kwatiri kuita varere panze izvozvi. Tawanda says she is making a big political mistake as far as Zimbabwe is concerned. People are watching. Ngonidzashe says, Mr. Mugabe and his wife think Zimbabwe belongs to them. The evicted ZANU-PF supporters, this is a good lesson to them. Franco says, there is nothing wrong about the eviction. The same farmers evicted white farmers and they were happy and now it's their turn. That's life. Muka dzinokosha kudarika vanhu vakavavhotera. Itai says, land reform is a non-starter without some title deeds. Gibbs.
Mm. Mm-hmm. On Facebook, there is Mokwena Daniels who writes, alternative areas should have been allocated before the removals. This shows that villagers are not taken seriously by Zimbabwe. They are only remembered during elections. And then, of course, Sibarashe who writes, no comment. Mm-hmm. Then we've got Fabian, who writes, Bora Mugedi. Then Takura writes, the government should take measures before these areas are affected, such as Mzarabani and so forth. They should vacate them from these areas and give them alternative land. I think Takura is referring to another issue. Then we've got Esther, who writes, Bora Musango. I don't know how she comes to that. Then we've got Munyalazi, who writes, there is no problem at all. Remember, these are the same people who are singing and toy-toying, destroying and brutalizing white commercial farmers. Then Tamsanga Mlilo writes, mother of nation maternal instinct hopefully will guide her and do the right thing. She must be seen protecting the rights of the indigent, especially women and children. Then Kennedy writes, if they care for the people, they must find a place for them, not just to evict them. So, okay, that's the Lomla Lady for the blessing. So, I'm going to Begezela Kunjani?
Hey, Yabila Njani.
Hi, Spilile Kunjani. Lapho khona kona ungabuse call.
Yebo.
Aw, nansi indaba ekuphini baba.
Kukahle kuyanetha impela kupholile.
Aw, boni ke mfowethu, hayi kuyalunga nqa kunjalo. Yeah, nansi indaba ngathi.
Udaba lolu baba abantu laba bona umthetho wabo bavela ngapi babe kuphi bezo wakha lapho. Ene enye into bayazi ukuthi le umgabe vele ilizwe lelo lakhe senzekile emathekeni ndi yonke lento abanye babulawa kwathilithini namhlanje kungapho nakhona khona lapho kube bezowalela vele bazobulawa okwabo nje ukuthi bavumele ukuthi basiye lapho abasiwa khona bayohlala khona lapho abazobefakwe khona ele enye into basise abantu abebekulelo pulazi kubele kulabantu abehlala kulelo pulazi bangena bengenile nabo sokuyibo ke manje sebefiswa manje ukuvota kudlulila kusenamuntu olendaba nabo and bayakwazi ukuthi iZimbabwe vele i-under umnikazi neyomnikazi mayengasafuna akasafuni so akunanto umthetho eZimbabwe kawusebenzi pulazi iZimbabwe ayina linye ilizwe elingayikhangela ukuthi abantu baphethwe kanzima njalo kunama-United Nations afanele ukuthi akhangele amazwe ukuthi ahleli njani nabantu bawo kodwa lele laseZimbabwe nje lifana nokuthi liphethwe umnikazi abantu bafana nezinyamazana zokuthi angathandi ukuyohlaba le afuna ukuyohlaba izoyihlaba futhi kungenamuntu ezokuya ayikhulumele ukuthi ibulawe lethu so labo bantu vele bazohamba bazohlupheka baze beyofake kulaya indlala beyalimanga besisiye endaweni yabo kungelanto ezokwenziwa vele ngelinye ilize sibisele amachina asihlukumeza ihulumeni ibhekile ukuthi amachina asihlukumeza lapha nezweni lethu kodwa akula action ethathwayo namhlanje kuhlukunyezwa kuyaqala so kuzongena izwe lonke leliya kuzoba zinyamazana nabantu ababili nabantu ababo abanye abantu bazophila bazohamba abanye bazobulawa abanye bazophuma ne-South Africa ayifuni bantu baseZimbabwe iBotswana ayifuni bantu baseZimbabwe iNamibia ikhathele ngabantu baseZimbabwe i-Angola wonke amazwe akhathele ngabantu baseZimbabwe kodwa abanikazi babantu baseZimbabwe babaxotha ababafuni phakathi manje yize bani injalo umhlaba ubhekile nawo lokukhuluma siyakhuluma ngoba nje sathanda ukukhuluma kodwa kunanto esizoyenza vele ngoba lelo lizwe lingaphansi komnikazi umhlaba ubhekile konke lokhu kodwa awulanto eyenzayo
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana Bekezela khona ngapho-ke e-South Africa ungadinwa lakusasa mnumzana
yebo
sibonge kakhulu baba Yeah, so what Mr. Bekezela is saying is that, you know, these people are going to suffer because they have nowhere to go. And at the end of the day, Zimbabwe belongs to the first family. The first family can do anything and people can't do nothing about it. So he says this is a bitter pill to swallow for those recycled farmers. Because in the first place, they evicted certain people who were occupying the land. And I guess he's talking about white commercial farmers. And so he says, you know, people in Zimbabwe generally, are being treated like animals, you know, by the ruling elite.
Let's bring in Mr. Batasara. Is still on the line?
Yes, I'm still here, Blessing.
Yes, Mr. Batasara, I did manage to talk to several of the people who have been affected today, but trying to seek for an interview, and they were all telling me that you know, they are so terrified they cannot even talk to Studio 7 because it is considered dangerous, if not treasonous. As lawyers, are you able to go and talk to these people? Are you safe as human rights lawyers going to that area?
Well, I'm not quite sure, Blessing, because I've not attempted to go there and experience any insecurity. Mm-hmm. What we usually prefer to do as lawyers, unless if we would want personally to go and gather some evidence on the ground, mm-hmm. we usually prefer to consult with our clients in our offices. Mm-hmm. We obviously try to avoid a situation whereby you to be treated as collateral damage in mm-hmm. the, you know, when, for example, when riot police is acting. Mm-hmm. They would have been given an instruction or order. Mm-hmm. So your presence there, whether you tell them that you are a lawyer and so on, they will probably not listen to you, and you might end up getting a hiding. Mm-hmm. You might recall what happened to this other lawyer from Zimbabwe, Lawyers for Human Rights, who was brutalized by the police in Africa Union Square when he had gone to attend on some clients. Mm-hmm. So at times we just assess the situation and then prefer to assist our clients as much as we can instead of mm-hmm. compromising the whole situation by getting involved and probably getting arrested and beaten up and then ending up not being able to assist mm-hmm. the clients who are in a predicament in the first place.
Thank you, Mr. Batasara. I think we are now being joined by our second guest. That is Mr. Maurice Ngwenya. Mr. Maurice Ngwenya is a political analyst, though, of course, he tends to lean towards ZANU-PF. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great. Thanks for joining us. Kips.
Mr. Ngwenya, your take on this kind of development, you know what is going on and you've been listening. Now give us your take on it.
Yes, first of all, I'd like to highlight that Mazowe, being a very prime agricultural land mm-hmm. in Zimbabwe, is quite a number of people also desire to do their agriculture there. However, unfortunately, some of those people want to do their agricultural activities irregardless of the law. That is, they want to settle themselves there without offer letters, without following the proper channels. We heard the First Lady last year talking about Mazowe, about the hatred that the children's home has. Mm-hmm. And she also highlighted that, yes, they would like to do so many activities because the orphanage has to be self-sustaining. Mm-hmm. If you look at what happens when someone... when people settle themselves without offer letters, mm-hmm. they just crash into that land. Yes, they are bound to be told to go back where they came from. Mm-hmm. You cannot expect someone to help you to go back where you came from when in the first place you went there without being invited. Mm-hmm. But when there are people that are supposed to be resettled, that is, if there is land that is identified for other developments, such people are resettled properly. They are transported and they are given all other assistance. But if you look at the case of Mazowe, some people might have been perhaps abused by other people who might have had political ambitions by sending them to Mazowe to settle there and thinking that perhaps eventually that is no man's land and they'll take over. And unfortunately, this is what happens when such circumstances take place. But so it's a very unfortunate situation, and those people were really asked to go back where they came from, where were they all along, because they went into other people's land, and that happens to be the land designated for the orphanage.
Okay, we'll come back to Mr. Batasara to respond to that. Regati mbotura mwemtereri. Mkoma Ramek, magadi?
Tiripo magadi zenye mkoma.
Aywa, tiripo. Muruko ona seinyai?
Ya, inyai mkoma ka inezu za kawanda zuku itika. Zuguti unombo wa shaya kuti zugumbo ya vila kuti
zugu fambasi.
Zuguti ma events acho arikuitika zvinhu zvacho ka iwanda kuti why zvikuitika insachemera because like two motor for instance kuti iyo vari kunzi vari kuholiday handitika zvinhu zvikuitika izvi zviyo vasimo and the way acho kati sikuta pamwedhi vari kuzororo but it looks like hapana kuzororo kwavari and things zvikuitika zvino on the ground ka it's not what we can expect from them kuti vanhu vakapiwa pokugara then vane pekurima pavakapiwa but then all of a sudden vakungobviswa that's hazvinyatsobude zvakanaka especially kuti ivo futi vakuzvita vasipo on the ground zvokudai vanga varipo tagura kungotiwa but hazvinyatsobude zvakanaka you know zvikwadza kunge hazvina hakuna kana kuholidi kwavakaenda something like that
aiwa tino
again like I feel for those families hazvinyatsoburitse zvakamoda kuti zvimwe zvipo zvekuti tirisi unogona kuwana kokuchemera kana ukabatwa zvisiri izvo but on this account hauna kukwanisa kuchemera or there's no way you can go kuti ukwanise kupawo pfungwa dzako kuti dai nditi ndibatsiriwo ino kune munhu mukuru angakwanisa kuti ndibatsiriwo because ivo ndo vakosha vanofanirwa chipiwa zvitemo zvakaita saizvozvo saka on this kana zvazodai maji hazvisisina hapachisina ingoringo yekunzi gombo iri ndari ndoriri machete something like that.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Ramek. Nekuti dzora kumabhuku echishona.
Hazvishuwa mubrother, you know we are very very
Rainza ari bhuku iri. Mukoma Ramek.
Hello.
Ndati muchiri kutondera here bhuku rainzi gombo iri ndari ndotoriri machete.
Taura kuma brother, rana mambo njire ka don't we stick my brother. Hapana nozati there's nothing new chikuitika pasi pezuva. Hapana. Kodzo kuti it's repeating itself. Zvekuti zvavari kuitika you can even foretell the end yacho nakuti hakuna kwazvimboita prevail zvichibudirira for too long. Bhozi hazviite zvavari kuita izvi.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Ramek nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Thank you so much. Of course, for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the alleged eviction of about 200 families by the First Lady in Mazowe to expand empire. Of course, lawyers are saying what is being done is unconstitutional, Gibbs.
Now we heard from Mr. Ngwenya that those people are illegal settlers, actually. Mr. Patasara, do you think that these people are illegal settlers, like what Mr. Ngwenya is alleging?
No. They are not, as far as we are concerned, and as far as we try to interpret the law correctly, they are not. You see, these people, they settled there in 2000, right? And it was with during the first land reform program. They were permitted or allowed to settle there. And at that time, that place had not been designated to be a land for conservancy or any other use. It was a farm which probably had a previous white commercial farm owner, and he was obviously chased away from there. And those people, they resettled themselves there. What should then happen? Because we as lawyers, we strictly prefer to deal with the law. We are not involved in the politics of it. We are saying the Constitution says, right, that people who are settled at a place, even if assuming they are illegal there, the Constitution says if you want to evict that person, right, because they saw them going there, they didn't chase them away at that time, probably it suited the time, it was expedient at that time. But if you want to evict them now, you have to have a court order which is granted by the court. Mm-hmm. Or alternatively, you have to give them alternative land. This has not happened. Mm-hmm. You see, no land has been offered to our clients. It's not like they are to they settled themselves there without offer letters. Because at the time when they settled there, there were no offer letters being given to anyone. Mm-hmm. We are talking of 2000. Mm-hmm. 2000, there were no offer letters. So Mr. Ngwenya cannot say they settled themselves there without offer letters, right? Mm-hmm. So the situation now has to be addressed in terms of the law. We are mm-hmm. we are supposed to be a law-abiding country and law-abiding citizens, isn't it? Mm-hmm. The land is still there, available somewhere else, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Why then not just settle these families properly and evict them? Even our clients, even in our court papers, when we went to court, mm-hmm. we accepted the point that our clients are not saying they are supposed to be settled there mm-hmm. permanently, right? Because they appreciate, we gave them advice that this land has been designated for another use, so you have to give way to that. But you can't be evicted without being given an alternative place. You cannot, Mr. Ngwenya cannot say they should go where they came from. They came, they left their homes in 2000. Mm-hmm. What is still there? There's nothing else that is still there at the villages where they left in 2000. Can you go back 15 years later and say, I've come back to my village? There will be nothing left, isn't it? They constructed homes, the kids, they are going to school, and this is what they call home now. Mm-hmm. So if you want to evict them, just follow the law, isn't it? It's as simple as that. That is the plea of our clients and us as the lawyers.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mr. Ngwenya, coming back to you, what the First Lady is doing, is this not what the Japanese might call political harakiri or political suicide? Because people are being evicted, it's raining, and the constitution, like Mr. Batasara is saying, is very clear that even if people are resettled illegally, like you are saying, it is the duty of those evicting them to first find them alternative accommodation. And there is a High Court order to that effect.
Well, that is that brings us to the political connotations of this whole scenario. And mm-hmm. It's very unfortunate that you seem to have fallen into the trap of the those who are actually after tarnishing the image of the First Amendment. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry that you might swallow it hook, line, sink, and even fisherman, but that is not supposed to be the case. Mm-hmm. Let me also respond to my brother, the lawyer. Most of the people, if not all people, who went into the farms in 2000 did not get offer letters at that time. Mm-hmm. But as we know, things were regularized later on. People got offer letters. Most of the people who are in the farms right now, it A2 never got the offer letters immediately, but those things were regularized later. So how come those people have been there and never got those letters? That is, those people are very much aware that they were not going to get offer letters because that land was not designated for settlement or for them to be there. And to the coming to the of schemes that is there. Well, the First Lady talked about it during Meet the People tours. Uh-huh. There were some politicians uh-huh. who actually connived with such people to uh-huh. settle in areas, in that area, which is well known that is an area for the orphanage. And those
in 2000, Mr. Ngwenya? How accurate is that? Was the orphanage there in 2000? Anyway, we'll come back to that point, of course, a very interesting debate. Mkoma Kamilo, Rambai Zwenyu, Makabata Parunare, Mr. Ngwenya and Mr. Batasara, please keep holding. But unfortunately for our radio listeners, it ends here. But we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And Mashangani, stay on the line too. We'll come back to you. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Stay tuned to Zimbabwe.